same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle. One possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the day is fine. Oceans roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt when there it is, day in, day
Helen Ward there with Bob Crosby and his orchestra from 1939, would you believe? And day in, day out. Welcome to Beagley at Night with me, RB. And I have to tell you, for reasons that I will explain in a moment or two, this week's program is not like the last few programs have been. I'll tell you exactly why right after this next song, which is a polka. That's good. I feel like dancing.
This is Christmas season, so there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Here's sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas trees and holly make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka. As they dance neath the mistletoe, it's a sight to behold for the young and the old. A Merry Christmas polka. So there isn't any reason we can't dance the Christmas polka. Here's sleigh bells ringing, everybody singing, dancing the Christmas polka. Christmas make everyone so jolly, and love just fills the air. It's a wonderful world for a boy and a girl while dancing the Christmas polka.
Lovely Jim Reeves from 1963 and the Merry Christmas Polka. And yeah, this time next week it's going to be Christmas Day, just starting, hooray! So let me tell you, normally with this program I plan it quite well in advance. I sort out all the music, you know, a good couple of days before you hear it and the program's broadcast, and I put together all of the interesting parts of the program, you know, like This Week Back Then and Big Liz Big Three. But between last week's program and this week's program, I have not really had a chance to do all of that. In fact, I haven't even had a chance to pull together all the music in the program. So it's going to be a very much fly-by-night program this week. We won't be having any This Week Back Then. Now, I actually won't have any this evening, won't have any until the new year. And there'll be no Big Liz Big Three this week, purely because I've been running between the house and the hospital for the last 4 days, and now I'm sort of like a patient sitting at home, and I just frankly have not had time to do it all. But I did manage to get into the studio to be with you right now, so we'll sort of like do the best that we can. Almost certainly, I think, in about 7 minutes' time, we'll have something from Bing. But right now, well, let's just find out what time is and dial up the Angel Radio clock and see where we are.
At the third stroke,
yes.
The time on Angel Radio will be about
1929. Loving you meant only heartaches. Your kiss was such a sacred thing to me. I can't believe it's just a burning memory. Heartaches, heartaches. What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new. But my heart aches for you.
Heartaches from 1929, Charles Layden and his sophomores, although it was actually really Sam Lannin and his orchestra with Paul Small on the vocals. Apparently, they used to like to change the name of his band around quite a bit. Well, why wouldn't you? So, welcome to the programme. Hope you've had a good week since I was with you last. As I say, mine has been very busy. My sister-in-law went into hospital last Wednesday morning for open-heart surgery. Came home. She came to live with us at our place for the next few weeks, probably. So, been looking after her as well as trying to do the regular day jobs and everything else. And I'm afraid this week I just did not get around to doing all the bits and bobs, as we call it in the programme. But we'll do the best we can. Time now, though, for three songs from Bing Crosby. Actually, one's going to be with Al Jolson, and another one's going to be with Marilyn Maxwell, and one of them's going to be with the Rhythmettes. But they are all with Bing, and all we have to do to make it happen is to say the two magic words. Bing, sing.
Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you, I know it's over, and yet it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, and though it brings me regret, it's easy to remember, but so hard to forget. Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met, easy to remember, but so hard to forget. I hear you whisper, I'll always love you, I know it's over, and yet easy to remember, oh, so hard to forget. So I must dream to have your hand caress me, fingers press me tight. I'd rather dream than have that lonely feeling stealing through the night. Each little moment is clear before me, though it brings me regret. It's easy to remember, but so hard to forget.
You tell me a dream, I'll tell you mine.
We strolled the lane together,
at the rain together,
sang love's refrain together,
and we'd both pretend it would never end. One day we cry together.
Cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be together. We'd both pretend it would never end.
One day we cry together.
Cast love aside together. You're gone from me, but in my memory we always will be
seem to like it, and why not? That was a Beautiful Dreamer with Bing Crosby and all three, but Al Jolson and just that one with him. And then we had Marilyn Maxwell singing Together with Bing, and then Bing and the Rhythmettes with It's Easy to Remember. We'll have another Bing singing, probably a first programme in the new year. Got a special programme for you next week, Bigley at Christmas, and then the following week it's going to be Bigley at New Year or something like that. Nobody's quite decided what to call it yet. We probably won't ever make a decision, but we'll see what happens. Coming up next, it's time to go over to Germany in Holger's house, and I'm a little bit confused because I have a feeling we've had this song before, only because I recognise the word Schokolade, which has probably got nothing to do with my recognition whatsoever. But Holger says, "Hello Roy, welcome to my house. Today a 1961 New Orleans style version of a German song from the 30s. Sie will nicht Blumen und nicht Schokolade. Old merry tale jazz band it is. She does not want flowers and does not want chocolate. She wants me." Thanks, Holger.
Wunderbar, doch jetzt tobt er wie toll. Dreimal täglich fährt er aus der Haut vor lauter Groll. Fragt man ihn, warum er sich so quält, dann hat er schnell erzählt sein großes Leid. Sie will nicht Blumen und nicht Schokolade, sie will nur immer, immer wieder mich. Und wenn ich sie zum Kaffee zu mir lade, dann höre ich immer nur, ich liebe dich. Wenn ich ihr sage, dass ich mal verreise, stellt sie sich morgens früh am Bahnhof an. Dann ist mir das zu dumm, dann kehr ich wieder um, weil ich ja das zu Hause haben kann. Mich. Und wenn ich sie zum Kaffee zu mir lade, dann höre ich immer nur, ich liebe dich. Wenn ich ihr sage, dass ich mal verreise, stellt sie sich morgens früh am Bahnhof an. Dann ist mir das zu dumm, dann kehr ich wieder um, weil ich ja das zu Hause haben kann.
Very merry indeed. That's the Old Merry Tale Jazz Band, and Sie will nicht Blumen und nicht Schokoladen. I like that. Holger, thank you so much, and thank you for all the music you sent through this year, Holger. Very much appreciate every song you sent through, and I always do enjoy them immensely. So thank you to you for that. Very Merry Christmas to you. As I say, we have a Christmas program special next week, Bigley at Christmas, and then the following week it's going to be Bigley at New Year, and then back to normal first week of January, something like that. So Holger, have the Christmas off, and have a splendid time. Give my love to Christine. Let's see, whilst we're thanking people, also to Brad in Chicago for his support of the programme. Much appreciated, Brad. Thank you for that. And also to DAB Dave, who has really shaped this programme over the last couple of years with his music. And again, very, very much appreciated. Let's see, where are we off to now? 1950, and Merry Christmas, says Anne Shelton.
Merry Christmas, it's the old, old story ever new. Merry Christmas, think of all that Christmas means to you. Merry Christmas, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. Merry Christmas, oh, once again.
Christmas from Anne Charlton and Roy Robertson and his orchestra from 1950. Great stuff. We do have a Beagle's Big Three coming up at the bottom of the hour in about 2 minutes' time, but it is my Beagle's Big Three this week. I used to do them all, and now I hardly get to do them at all, which is great, because if I don't have to think about it, because you lovely people do, takes a little bit of the pressure off. But as I say, haven't had time this week to pull anything together. In fact, with this program, I'm literally pulling together the music. So, like, I've got two records lined up, and I don't know what I'm going to play after that. So we'll see what happens. We'll get through to 2 o'clock with no problem. Anyway, to take us to Beagle's Big Three, even, here's Eddie Waters along with Ben Selvin's orchestra, and sing another chorus, please. Thank you.
said that you could sure love me and hold me tightly, honey, and squeeze. It was just a silly old love song, but sing another chorus, please. When you said that you could not wait long to kiss me under tropical trees. It was just a silly old love song, but sing another chorus, please. Although I know some guy just wrote those words to make some dough, I'm always thrilled when they are sung to me by you, you know. For you said wedding bells would go ding-dong, and you said there was love in the breeze. It was just a silly old love song, but sing another chorus, please.
Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
Angel Radio, old-fashioned quality, your constant companion.
Thank you, young Thomas. Off to bed with you. Far too late for you to be up. Okay, that was Ben Selvin's orchestra with Eddie Waters doing the singing, and Sing Another Chorus from 1931. All right, time for Beagle's Big Three, and now this week it's my Beagle's Big Three, and indeed I only just pulled it together. It's three songs from one of my favourite singers. I've loved his music ever since I really heard the first song from him, which for me was actually 1972, and I regressed into his earlier albums, and I've just been a fan of his ever since. Settle back and relax and enjoy three tunes, early tunes, from Mr. Neil Diamond.
Girl, you'll be your woman soon. Love you so much, can't count all the ways I'd die for you, girl, and all they can say is he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman. You'll need a man. I've been misunderstood for all of my life, but with the same girl just cuts like a knife. The boy's no good. Well, I finally found what I've been looking for, but if they get the chance, they'll end it for sure. Sure they won't. Baby, I've done all I could. It's up to you, girl. You'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon. Soon need a man. Oh, girl, you'll be a woman.
take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon, soon. You'll need a man soon. You'll need a man soon. You'll need a man.
Warm nighttime smells in the air. Sit on an old rocking chair, thinking back where I've been, going back once again. I can find honey dripping time, honey dripping time. Kids playing games in the yard. Kids never know when times are hard. But they're kids, and I'm not. I just see all I got on my mind. A honey dripping time. Honey dripping time. Where I've been, going back once again. I can find honey dripping time, honey dripping time. Listen easy, you can hear God calling, walking barefoot by a stream. Come unto me, your hair softly falling, on my face is in a dream. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no mine. Saying nothing, lying where the sun is, begging down upon our side. My lips touch you with their soft wet kisses, your hands gentle in reply. And the time will be ours, and the grass won't be no mine. Child, touch my soul with your cries, and the music will know what we found. I'll hear a hundred goodbyes, but today I hear only one sound. The moment we're living is now. Na 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 na. Young bird flying,
na, 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 na,
and the soft wind blowing, wrinkles all swear inside my palm. Close my eyes and hear the flowers growing as you lay sleeping in my arms. And the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no mine. No, the grass won't be no mine.
There are some things that I will always be grateful for, and one of those is that I was born at the same time that Neil Diamond was singing his songs. Three great songs there. Early songs, Girl, You'll Be a Woman Soon, and Honey Dripping Times from Velvet Gloves and Spit, and we also had And the Grass Won't Pay No Mind from Brother Love's Travelling Salvation Show. And we'll have Beagle's Big Three back, first programme in the new year.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Season's greetings, Angel Radio.
Now, as I say, this week back then, this week, because I just have not had the time to do it, but we can take a look at today back then, and I see that in 1787, New Jersey became the third state to ratify the U.S. Constitution, which is very decent of them. 10 years earlier than that, in 1777, the United States celebrated its first Thanksgiving, and they've been doing it ever since. In 1793, the surrender of the surrender of the frigate La Lutine took place. French royalists had La Lutine. It was taken by Lord Samuel Hood. He renamed it HMS Lutine, and later it became a famous treasure wreck, which is nice. In 1833, Russian Empire sang God Save the Tsar for the first time. And in 1892, the premiere performance of The Nutcracker by Peter Tchaikovsky took place in St. Petersburg, Russia. You remember, that's the one that's got the dance of the sugar plum fairy in it. Unless you happen to watch the version by the Hamsters, and then it's the dance of the sugar plum furry. Yeah, I could do better than that, I guess. Let's see, let's go straight up now to 1972. And Vietnam War, President Richard Nixon announced that the United States will engage North Vietnam in Operation Line Backer 2, a series of Christmas bombings after peace talks collapsed. Some of the things that took place this week back then on today's date, December the 18th, and just 2 years ago, Argentina won the 2022 FIFA Cup final. They defeated France 4-2 on penalties after drawing 3-3. And that's it. See, I told you, short but sweet. We'll be back with the full Monty of this week back then. First show in January.
Thank you.
arranged by Billy Vaughan. It was Louis Prima and his orchestra with By the Light of the Silvery Moon, a song that I think was featured in several films, I seem to recall, including one of them, of course, being By the Light of the Silvery Moon. It was Doris Day, wasn't it? I think something like that. Coming up next is a song from 1941. It always sounds to me like a bit of an illness, quite frankly, but here, Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Perfidia.
Thank you. tease with your eyes, shame on you. You tempt with your lips, shame on you. You've got what it takes, it takes what you've got to awaken my heart. Cause you're acting a flirt, shame on you. You treat me like dirt, shame on you. You're mean as can be, oh say can you see that you've taken my heart. Oh me, I can't get used to all your ways. Oh my, these nights I'm walking in a daze. Always hanging around, got no pride, can always be found at your side. Cause I'm calling you up and you're calling me down, shame on you.
Lesko's orchestra, Chick Bullock was doing the singing there, from 1933, Shame on You. And before that, Dorothy Clear, Didn't She Sound Good? She was singing them with the Modern Ears. And of course, Glenn Miller and his orchestra with Perfidia. And as I say, just reminds me of a name of a disease. I don't know why it is. Probably shouldn't mention it. That's probably now ruined the song for everybody. But sorry, that's just where we are this week. Let's see, what do we got? We've got a little bit of Posh coming up at the top of the hour. And since this is my sort of technically the last Beagley at Night programme of the year, I will be with you next Tuesday. And the following Tuesday with Beagley at Christmas and Beagley at New Year's. But those are going to be completely different beasts. So this is sort of like technically the last programme of the year that is in the normal vein. And a little bit of Posh is going to come from Robert J. Lutzimmer, who is going to be telling us, and indeed Virginia, that there really is a Santa Claus. All of that to come. Right now, here's Cary Grant. I could do an impression, but why?
It's Christmas Eve, and you are asleep, my little one. This is such a special night for you, and for me. For you, because you will awaken to a joyful morning, filled with wonderful surprises, and all the things our love can do to delight you. There's a shining Christmas tree, and a doll, a music box, and some toys. And for me, because I will watch your happiness. All this joy we will share because of the birthday of the Christ child, who taught us that in loving and giving we find our own happiness, and that angels do watch over us. Angels bless you, little one. While you're fast asleep, you'll awake to dancing toys, candy canes, Christmas joys. And I pray your whole life through, angels will watch over you. Loving you the way I do, my little one, sleep well. Loving you the way I do. Oh, my dear little one, sleep well. Merry Christmas.
things bright for Christmas Day. Jolly, jolly jingle, sweeping up and down. He's keeping the chimneys clean because we're all expecting Santa Claus.
He's polishing the snowflakes Christmas Eve will bring.
And checking on the sleigh bells to see if they will ring.
Jolly, jolly jingle, awfully glad you're here. 'Cause you're the Christmas spirit we welcome every year.
Sleigh bells to see if they will ring.
Jolly, jolly jingle, awfully glad you're here. 'Cause you're the Christmas spirit we welcome every year. Jolly, jolly jingle, we're all glad you're here.
I do love hearing the Christmas songs that, Christmas songs that you don't hear quite so often. And that was a case in point there. That was the Blue Baron and his orchestra with the Jolly, Jolly Jingle. And before that, Cary Grant was something I've never heard before, called the Christmas Lullaby, which came from 1967. And I hope you enjoyed that as well. Didn't always used to like Cary Grant. It was one of my favourite actors, and he seemed to be very happy in the art of acting. I had a very good program on television all about Cary Grant, and I think he was thought that he was always playing the part of Cary Grant, and that he really was Archibald Leach, but a very interesting man. You're listening to Angel Radio with me, Roy Beagley, Beagley at Night, broadcasting to Portsmouth, Gosport and Haven on 98.6 FM, and also to Chichester, Bognor and Southsea on 94.8 FM. We also have various DAB multiplexes and, of course, the internet. And you can get current information on current listening on DAB and internet by going to angelradio.co.uk. All right, time now for a little bit of Posh. And this morning we're going to join Robert Lutzemer, who is going to tell us that there really is a Santa Claus. And it's all Virginia's doing.
There's a Christmas story that has stirred the hearts of millions of Americans for many, many years. It began back in 1897, when a little girl, writing in the best style she could, wrote a searching, serious letter to the old New York Sun. "Dear editor," she wrote, "I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so." Little Virginia Hannon finished her letter with the simple question that all children eventually come to ask. "Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?" Francis Church wrote an editorial in answer to Virginia's question, and it is one of the most beautiful, most famous editorials ever written. Just as Church wrote them, these are the words from the New York Sun, dated September 21st, 1897. Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect. An ant in his intellect is compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole of truth and knowledge. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know that they abound and give to your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, it would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Not believe in Santa Claus? You might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus, but even if they didn't see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus. But that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside. But there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernatural beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Oh, Virginia, in all this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus. Thank God he lives, and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10 times 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood.
Darn tootin' he will. That was Robert J. Litzhammer, and yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and if anybody wants to disagree, send him round to my house.
In my adobe hacienda, there's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. Soft desert stars and the strum of guitar makes every evening seem so sweet. In my adobe hacienda, life and love are more complete. Thank you. There's a touch of Mexico. Cactus lovelier than orchids, blooming in the patio. Soft desert stars and the strum of guitars makes every evening seem so sweet in my adobe hacienda. Life and love are more complete. Life and love are more complete.
Beautiful. That was Eddie Howard and his orchestra with Eddie doing the singing there. And my adobe hacienda. Now, I hope I haven't lost it. No, I was just going through the Friends Who Like Angel Radio page on Facebook, and I came across one from Matthew Jaycock. He says, I do enjoy the 1940s hour, especially like the Andrews Sisters with Pennsylvania 65,000. Well, Matthew, if you happen to be listening, I hope you're going to enjoy this one. It is the Andrews Sisters, and they're with Glenn Miller, and it's Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, Oh.
Here's the first one. It's the Andrews Sisters singing Oh Johnny Oh.
Oh Johnny, oh Johnny, how you can love. Oh Johnny, oh Johnny, heavens above, you make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still a minute, I'm so. Oh, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it's true, but when I look at you, I just go, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh. Da 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 da. How's a girl such fancy about a certain little lad? Although he's very, very bad, he could be also good if he wanted to. Bad or good, he understood about love and other things. For every girl in town followed him around just to hold his hand and sing.
Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, how you can love.
Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, heavens up above, way above, you make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near, I just can't sit still another minute.
Oh, Johnny!
Oh, Johnny, Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it is true, but when I look at you, I just know, oh, Johnny, 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 my. Johnny, please tell me, dear, what makes me love you so? You're not handsome, it is true, but when I look at you, I just adore Johnny, oh, Johnny, oh, Johnny.
Gorgeous stuff. That was the Andrews Sisters, of course, with Glenn Miller and his orchestra. And Oh Johnny, Oh Johnny, and another row. Just for good measure. Matthew, hope you enjoyed that. Time now, Double D.
Pillow talk, pillow talk. Another night of hearing myself talk, 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 talk. Wonder how it would be to have someone to pillow talk with me. I wonder how, I wonder who. Pillow talk, pillow talk. Another another night of being alone with pillow talk. When it's all said and done, two heads together can be better than one. That's what they say, they always say. All I do is talk to my pillow, talk to my pillow, talk to my pillow. All I do is talk to my pillow, talk about the boy I'm gonna marry someday, somehow, somewhere, sometime. Pillow talk, another night I get my fill of pillow talk. My pillow and I both agree. Must be a pillow talking boy for me. I hope I'm right, I'd better be right. Oh, there must be a pillow talking boy for me.
She's right, she'd better be right. There must be a boy,
there must be a boy, there must be a boy, there must be a boy. There must! When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, the future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be handsome? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. If you let me, would I love you? Would I love you, love you, love you? To take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you? With all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul. You ask me, would I love you if you let me? Eyes that see are eyes that know. Would I love you? What a question when I'm yearning so. If you let me, would I love you? Would I love you, love you, love you?
to take you in my arms has always been my goal. Sure as there's a moon above you, would I love you, love you, love you with all my heart and soul, with all my heart and soul.
Song there, it was Would I Love You with Doris Day and Harry James and his orchestra, and we started off with Pillow Talk, and in the middle, Que Sera Sera, which was written back in 1956 by Ray Evans and Jay Livingston, and I think Doris Day sang that in like two or three films. I certainly remember The Man Who Knew Too Much. I think that was the film that she debuted the song in, and it was definitely sung to David Niven in Please Don't Eat the Davis, because that's one of my favourite films, Don't Eat the Davis. But I have a feeling that she sang it in The Glass Bottom Boat as well, but I stand to be corrected on that. But a great song. I mean, nearly 300 people have covered that song since it first came out, a little bit before me, if you want to look at it like that. More Double D in the new year, of course, and I expect she'll be cropping up in Beagley at Christmas and Beagley at New Year's. Well, you never know, do you? Here's a lady that I know will definitely be cropping up over Christmas. It's the Bella Ella.
Who's debonair with a tall silk hat, muffler of wool and a tummy that's fat? King for a day and he loves a roll with a broomstick cane and a heart of gold.
That's Frosty the Snowman, he's a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Oh, Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day,
so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away.
So down
here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town, right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop. For Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump thump, thumpity thump thump, over the hills of snow.
Beautiful stuff. off Ella Fitzgerald there with Frosty the Snowman, Frank Duvall and his orchestra are joining in for good luck, and some point over Christmas you should be able to find me in the schedule with a special Christmas program with music devoted just to Ella Fitzgerald and Nat King Cole, and I tell you, it's really great. So if you do spot it, do give it a listen. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have comedy, and it's All the Way today with Julian and Sandy.
In parlors, there's too much company. But every night we do all right under the sweetheart tree. We never hug in roadsters the traffic cop can see. But every night we do all right under the sweetheart tree. She's on my sleeve at 7. We never leave till 7:30. We don't make love in movies, we're bashful as can be. But every night we do all right under the sweetheart tree.
The wrong button then. Jack Payne and his BBC Dance Orchestra, and underneath the sweetheart tree from 1931. I did try. Let's see, what are we going to do now? Oh, we have Jean Lumière avec l'orchestre de Marcel Carnavin, Chanson Les Cheminées de Noël, depuis 1941.
Née par la blanche neige, toute joyeuse sous le ciel, dans un immobile cortège, les cheminées chantent Noël. Dans un immobile cortège, les cheminées chantent Noël. Gardienne du troublant mystère qui dort au cœur des chérubins, elles écoutent les prières qui montent vers l'enfant divin. Elles écoutent les prières qui montent vers l'enfant divin.
couronnée par la blanche neige, toute joyeuse sous le ciel, dans un immobile cortège, les cheminées chantent Noël. Dans un immobile cortège, les cheminées chantent Noël. Et leur transparente fumée emporte jusqu'au fond des cieux des mignonnes têtes bouclées, tous les désirs et tous les vœux. Des mignonnes têtes bouclées, tous les soupirs et tous les vœux. Couronnée par la blanche neige, toute joyeuse sous le ciel, dans un immobile cortège, les cheminées chantent Noël. Dans un immobile cortège, les cheminées chantent Noël. Chacune prend part à la fête, et pour la joie des tout-petits, elles recevront en cachette tous les joujoux du paradis. Elles recevront en cachette tous les joujoux du paradis. Couronnée par la blanche neige, toute joyeuse sous le ciel, dans un immobile cortège, les cheminées chantent Noël. Dans un immobile cortège, les cheminées chantent Noël.
Well, that was called Les Cheminées de Noël. The chimneys decorated for Christmas, or fireplaces decorated for Christmas. Jean Lumière singing there avec l'orchestre de Marcel Caravin. There you go. That was pretty good, wasn't it? Now, coming up next, we got not one, not two, but three, but four Julian and Sanders. And I'm going to play them in a way that I've never done before. So I could absolutely destroy everything as I speak, but hopefully I won't. So settle back and relax. Julian and Sandy, of course, Kenneth Williams, along with Hugh Paddock.
Now then, trends in the home. Recently I saw an advertisement in a Sunday paper which said, why not get with it in the garden? So I thought, with the summer coming, well, it was time to have my garden replanned. So I phoned this firm, Bona Homes and Landscape Gardens. And the next day their representatives came round.
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello. Hello, Mr. Horn. We're Bona Homes, you see. Yes, thank you, yes. That's, nice. Incorporating, of course, Fabe Gardens. Mm. Of course, we're really just filling in between jobs, aren't we, Jules?
Yes.
We just done that lovely commercial, didn't we?
Commercial
it was, where there's me and Julian sat in this car, and then all these horse guards come trotting by.
Yes.
Lovely, the breastplates.
Oh, shining.
The breastplate shining. It was lovely.
Glinting in the sun. Then Sand turns to me, he looks at me, and we both change to filter tips.
Change the filter. Such,
lovely. Wow. See, it's less of a drag.
Less of a drag. Yes. Very good it was. Yes. Yes, he took his part lovely, didn't you? God, now, let's have a garden, Mr. Orne, of this garden of yours.
Right, it's through here.
Oh, isn't it nasty. I couldn't be doing with a garden like this, could you, Jules?
What?
Oh, those horrible little naff gnomes.
Oh, no. Well, it's a bit like Noddy in Toyland, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, look at all that grass. That'll have to go. I mean, grass in a garden, Sam.
Oh, très passé. I mean, the mind boggles.
Yes, does it? Well, what do you suggest?
Paving, that's your answer here. Paving.
Crazy?
Absolutely insane. A and you have your various types of stone. Show him your brochure. Go on, Julie.
Oh, yes. Mm. Well, let's see. Here. You've got your actual Florentine marble.
Comes lovely in your Florentine marble.
Yes,
really lovely.
Yes, lovely.
Mm. Wait a minute. How'd you see his patio?
Ah.
Now, that's the point. You see his patio.
Yeah, now that's difficult. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. Wait.
Yes,
wait.
Coming to you,
it's all happening.
Yes,
it's all happening.
Yes, he's getting it.
I've got it.
Yes.
I've got
yes.
it. Terraza.
Oh! Terraza, fantabulosa. Oh. He's a genius, you know. Oh, yes, and then maybe I could do something wild with a couple of creepers up his trellis. Yes, oh, yes. No. I'm beginning to see it all now.
Yes.
I'm beginning to see it all now. Yes. Go on, yes,
now, wait,
see it
wait,
all.
Wait, wait.
Go on, Jewel.
Wait. Now.
Yes.
Now, what about something decadent?
Ooh.
Like a sunken bird bath?
Ooh.
Well, I'm afraid I don't know any sunken birds.
Leap old. Oh, got his number, ducky. Yes, go on, Jewel, though. Sorry for the interruption. Go on, it's beginning to sing now, isn't it?
Yes,
go on, Jewel,
sing,
yes,
yeah,
go on.
Don't rush me.
No, I'm sorry, I spoke.
It's coming over me in waves.
Yes.
I see it as a miniature version of a piazza in Florence.
Oh, it's a breakthrough, Mr. Horn. He's done it. It's a breakthrough.
Yes.
Go on.
Now, wait a minute. Well, that rockery
have
to come down.
Have to come down.
Yes,
we'll have that down.
Yes.
Have that down.
Yes.
And the trees.
The trees have to come down.
Yeah, we'll
yes.
have those down.
Yes.
We'll have it all down.
Well, now,
down.
Look. You kind of a mock Tudor house with an Italianate piazza at the back.
Precisely. The whole house will have to come down.
Now, the other day I was leafing through my copy of the Lady Wrestler's Home Journal, which I buy for the fat stock prices, and I noticed this advertisement which said, Boner Male Model Agency, New Eeks Wanted. And I thought I'd give it a try after all my manhood is burgeoning, and besides... and besides, pin money is always handy. So, I decided to pop down to their address in Chelsea. The sign on the door said, Knock... and troll gracefully in. So I knocked and trolled. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian, and this is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello. Oh, why? Oh, you can find me. Oh, it's Mr. Horn.
Well, I'd like to register with you.
Well, you won't, looking like that.
What's that you're wearing, a fanfare?
No, matter of fact, it's an Angora cardigan. It's stretched in the wash.
Oh, you'll have to drag yourself up if you want to join our clientele. All our models are hand-picked.
Yes.
Hand-picked.
Through these portals of Minced England's top male models.
Top male models.
We trained Conrad Montfalcon.
Montfalcon.
I don't think I know the name.
Oh, you must have seen him. Does a lot of advertising work now. You seen that one where this great butch home is on a building site and he's squatting there with his mates rolling his own? Oh, that's Conrad.
Yeah, well, not all of him.
No.
Not all of him, Jules.
True.
It's his hands in the close-up. It's his hands in that commercial where they're pouring the disinfectant down the sink. And it's his hands that stay as soft as your face. His hands have been everywhere.
Oh, yes, there's not an Omi in the country who's not familiar with Conrad's hands.
Not an Omi. Not an, of course, he hasn't always been Conrad Montfalcon.
Of course he hasn't.
No, that's slow. Yes. No, we give him that name when we first knew him, remember? Just plain Wally then.
Wally McWhirter.
Wally McWhirter. Very romantic how you first met him. Tell him about it, Jewel. Tell him. Go on.
No, tell him. I don't like to. No.
Go on, you tell him.
No, only it's hurtful looking.
Go on.
No.
Tell him.
Well, it is.
Unburden yourself, Jewel.
No.
Go on. Does you good. Bring it out in the open.
Well,
go on, bring it out.
Well, it would never have happened if I'd had the change.
I'm afraid I don't quite follow.
At the change for
change.
The milkman.
Oh.
Because that's what he was once, Conrad. I didn't have the change for a pound, and he come round to my latte for his Christmas bottle.
So Jewel invited him in while he raided his sixpenny bottle.
Yeah.
Jewel invited him in.
Yeah.
Go on.
Then I saw him. Stood there on me half landing, he did. Highlighted in the rays of the morning sun.
Oh.
And I could see his great possibilities.
Yes, you could see it. You could see it, you see.
Oh.
You see it, you see. And of course, the rest is history,
history
isn't it?
Yes.
History. We groomed him. We trained him, and now he's England's top male model.
Yes. Of course, he's left us now.
Yes, left us now. But what we did for him, we can do for you.
Yeah, surely my possibilities are not as great as his.
Don't! don't run yourself down, Heartface. Heartface.
Admittedly, you haven't got the fashionable flat-chested look.
Nor the pre-Raphaelite eek.
You can say that again. He's more your Goya's Horrors of War. Still, he's got something.
Yes, he has something.
Let's see you walk up and down, well, Miss Dawn.
Like this?
No, mince tall.
Yeah. Pull your stomach in.
Yeah.
Or whatever that bulge is.
Yeah. Let's see them hips go. Ducky, you've got them. That's it, yes. Use them.
Yes.
Yes.
Now look haughty.
Wet your lips.
Smolder.
Smolder.
Well, what do you think?
Well, frankly, Ducky, it's a bit ill-to-guard naff.
Aren't I any good for TV commercials?
Well, we might pass you off as a pea that can't get in the packet. Look. Go on, Jewel. You show him.
What?
Show him how to do it. Look at what? The way he trolls. There, look at him trolling up and down. Whoa, Valda, that insolent eek. Look at his eek. Oh, what a... Like a thoroughbred.
A thoroughbred what?
Orny bold. Oh, here, though. He's picking it up, you know. Have a look at Jewel, Mr. Orny. He's freaking out.
I'm freaking.
He's freaking out. Now he's freaking back in again. Oh, what a mover. He's a lovely mover, Mr. Orny. Oh, faster he goes, faster. Now, do you think you could learn to do what he's doing?
What do you mean, split the seams of my trousers?
Now, look. Turn, Jewel. Watch him, Mr. Orne. He's on the turn. Now, that's... Yes. Now, that's beautiful, isn't that beautiful? That's fantabulous.
We'll have you walking like that in a few weeks, Mr. Orne.
Will you?
Yes. Well, you can hardly avoid it when you're wearing leather trousers.
Well, do you want to sign on?
Well, do you think I should?
Well, if you don't, we haven't got a tag for the sketch.
All right, I'll sign.
No. Don't sign Kenneth Horne.
Why not?
My name's not right.
No.
No, you'll want something more classy if you're going to be a male model.
Well, what do you suggest?
Something with a bit of glamour about
it. Glamour, yes. You see, yes.
Yes.
Like Garbo.
Garbo Horn?
No, never.
No,
well, Gene Harlow, then.
Can't call him Gene.
No, Harlow!
Harlow Horn?
Yeah.
Oh, he's got something, but Horn's not right.
What about Thingy, that owed me with Twiggy? What's his name? Justin.
Yes, that's him. Justin de Aston Villa.
Aston Villa. Bossa Nova.
No, I'm wrong.
Villeneuve.
Well, that's a bit French for me. I'm backing Britain.
In that case, our money's on Tristan da Cunha.
Couldn't you anglicise it?
Yes, all right, let's see now. Nerve is new.
Yes. Veal's Town.
So there we are. That's your new name now.
What is?
Harlow Newtown.
Outside the recognised branches of medicine, there are a number of fringe practitioners. Now, I myself recently suffered from insomnia, so when I came across an advertisement in my copy of the Naturist Pictorial, it was sandwiched between an important message to all nervous married men and a special offer of gents' waspy-style corsets. And you think I'm making this up, don't you? Anyway, the advertisement read, "Nervous disorders? Consult Bona Nature Clinic, Harley Street." And I decided to pay them a visit. Hello, anybody there?
Oh, hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Oh, hello, Mr. Orne. Yes, nice to see you. Oh, nice to see you. Yes, we are actual homeopathic practitioners. Yes, we're not recognised by doctors.
No.
But we're well known up all the all-night chemists, aren't we?
Yes, you see, Sand and me were on the fringe, aren't we?
On the fringe, yes. Yeah. We have been for years. Now, yes. Now, what's the trouble that brought you trolling in here, Mr. Orne?
Well, I'm not sleeping well. I'm suffering from insomnia.
Oh!
An anti-kip, eh?
An anti-kip.
Oh. Well, I think it's too deep for the herbs. We'll have to probe your libido.
And have a vowed with your super ego.
What?
We're going to work on your ego.
Well, that's psychoanalysis. Are you qualified?
Oh, yes, Ducky. It just comes to Jules natural.
Natural.
Doesn't it, Jules?
Yes.
Well, he's young at heart, you see.
Oh, he's sharp today.
Yes.
Right, now get on the couch.
Get on the couch? Go on.
Well, I will if you two will only shift up a bit.
Well, he bowls.
Yeah, I know, Jewel.
What?
Try him on word association.
Association.
Word association. Now, we'll give you some words, and you say the first thing the word suggests to you.
Right.
You see?
Wrong.
We haven't started yet. Oh. Now. Ursula Andress.
Bread pudding.
Strip tea.
Sausage and mash.
Kinky boots.
Pig's trotters.
Silk stockings.
Cream cheese.
Mini skirts.
Leg of lamb.
All those erotic images, and all he can think about is food.
Food.
No wonder he's not getting any sleep. What do you think it is, Jewel?
Well, whichever way you look at it, it's night starvation.
Night.
I was reading in the paper the other day that a well-known starlet had acquired a pet alligator. Now, this seems to be the in thing these days, exotic pets. And, well, you know me, I don't like to be left behind, so I popped into a rather unusual new pet shop that's opened in Chelsea. It was called Bona Pets. Hello, shop. Anyone there?
Hello, I'm Julian. This is my friend Sandy.
Excuse us being all covered in hair, but we've just been stripping a borzoi.
Well,
that is it.
Well, at least we thought it was a borzoi. When we stripped him, we found it was just a hairy whippet.
Oh, he died.
Well, I must say it's unusual finding you working in a place like this.
Oh, we're just filling in, aren't we? We're filling in between commercials.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. We just done one commercial where Jewel was playing this big film director, wasn't you?
Oh, yes.
And I was supposed to be this big star. Mm. So anyway, we just finished making this million-dollar epic, and I have to say to him, where are you going for your holidays, Bermuda?
And I say, no, don't be daft. I'm going to holiday camp. Get your own chalet, hot and cold, babysitters laid on. There's simply loads of talent waiting to be discovered.
And I say, oh, Fabe! And off we... and then off we troll to Skegness. Then we go, what can we do for you?
Well, actually, I'm looking for a pet.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, dogs are nice.
Dogs, yes.
Don't you think they're nice, Jewel?
Very, yes. We've got a plethora of dogs here.
Plethora he's got.
How do you fancy a little chihuahua?
No, thank you. No, I don't smoke.
Only bold. Bulbo. He means a Mexican hairless. Mexican hairless. I thought that was very suitable for you. Oh, you have your poodle, Fabulosa.
Oh,
a poodle. That's a noble beast, don't it, Jewel?
Noble, yes.
Noble, isn't it?
Mm, you can have them, we can have them any colour you like, really. I mean, you've got your blue rinse, you've got your grey rinse, you can have any colour to match your barnet.
Now we're back on the Mexican hairless again.
What sort of dog would you recommend?
Well, we've got some new strains, what we bred ourselves. There's Cyril, he's half and half, you know. Half King Charles Spaniel, half Fox Terrier. We call him a Fox Cocker.
Oh, you can have your Doberman Wolfhound, your wire-haired Dalmatian. Then there's Queenie. She's a cross between a German sausage dog and a greyhound.
Oh. Sort of grey sausage dog hound.
Yes, that's right. She stands 4 foot high with her belly dragging on the ground. Means she may not look much, but she done half go.
Well, it's not exactly what I had in mind. What about this little chap on the counter? He seems very quiet and well-behaved. A Yorkshire Terrier, isn't it?
Oh, that's a floor mop.
Oh, I thought he had a rather long tail.
Are you absolutely set on a dog?
Not really, no. I just wanted something out of the ordinary.
Well, what about our twin set?
Oh, yeah.
Twin set would be nice, wouldn't it? Hamster and tortoise. Marvellous for dealing with burglars.
What? Hamster and a tortoise for dealing with burglars? Mm. How?
Well, the burglar creeps in through the window, see? He sees the hamster sitting there wrinkling his nose and looking all cute. So he gives a squeal of delight, and while he's bending down going, goochie, 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 coo, you creep up behind him and eat him with the tortoise.
Well, there you go. A plethora of Julian and Sandy this week. We had Boner Houses and Landscape Gardens, Boner Mal Models, Boner Nature Clinic, and Boner Pets. And I hope you enjoyed those. And we'll have some more comedy coming up, of course, in the program when it comes back to normal first week of January. Right now, I think we should have some more music. And this is going to be Lou Prager and his Hammersmith Palais Orchestra with There Ought to Be a Society.
Extension of sympathy to poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers like me. If you beat up a dog or a cat, you go to jail for the maximum penalty. They have protection laws for the dumb animals, but nobody cares about me when I get beat. So I repeat, there ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers like me. If you go for a walk in the zoo, you never try for to beat up the chimpanzee. He has an iron cage and a keeper to boot. The monkey is better than me. He grin at me, say he agrees. There ought to be a society for the prevention of cruelty to poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers, poor unfortunate lovers like me.
Very nice too. That was Lou Prager and his Hammersmith Palais Orchestra, and There Ought to Be a Society. Now, I know that Carol in Chipping Sodbury loves the tune There Will Never Be Another You. She often requests it in my mid-morning program from the Seekers. But here's a version by Shirley Bassey along with Jeff Love and his orchestra.
Thank you.
is our last dance together. Tonight soon will be long ago, and in our moment of parting, this is all I want you to know. There will be many other nights like this, and I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, but there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss, but they won't thrill me like yours. Yes, I may dream a million dreams, but how can they come true if there will never, ever be another you? Another fall, another spring, but there will never be another you.
Shirley Bassey, if you don't mind me saying so. That was from 1961. Jeff Love and his orchestra, who was also a pretty decent chap as well. And you know what? That's just about it for this week's Beagle at Night. Sorry it's been a little bit Heath Robinson, but I think we managed to string together a program that hopefully you enjoyed. I'll be back next week on Christmas Eve at 11 o'clock with 3 hours of Beagle at Christmas or something like that. And the following week with Beagle at New Year's, also at 11 o'clock. I leave you in the capable hands of the wonderful Vicky Leandros. Ta-da.
Senses apart. what's making my heart sing, oh, oh, oh yeah. You smile and I'm lost for a lifetime. Each minute spent with you is the right time. Every hour, yeah, every day, yeah. You touch me and my mind goes astray. And baby, and baby, something's gotten hold of my hand, dragging my soul to a beautiful